December 16th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for listening to me today and for listening to RBN, for people who can handle the truth. RBN's headquarters are located at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You may subscribe to the RBN Archives for only $1.33 per month by going to republicbroadcasting.org. My radio schedule page is at spingola.com, and you will find there a letter on 10/25, Tuesday 10/25. It is the smart meter letter. If you want to send a letter to your local power company telling them that you do not want the installation of a smart meter on your home. If you have questions for the guests during the program, email them to Spingola1, that's the numeral 1, at yahoo.com. Again, that is Spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna@Spingola.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443 after we open the phone lines. My guest today is Vicki Davis. She is returning from yesterday because actually we were right in the middle of some very good conversation when we ran out of time. So she had to come back today. Vicki, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Yeah, I apologize to the audience. Starting into a long story with 2 minutes left.
That's okay. I mean, it was just really essential to start because Dave from San Francisco had asked a question, and you were simply answering the question, and as we sometimes do, we run out of time. So I'm so glad that you were on the schedule for today also. So you do need to pick up that story where you left off because it was really important information that we need to know about. So, alrighty, your website is channelingreality.com, and I have put a lot of PDF files and all the files that you sent to me, the timeline for the North American Union, and you know, just a whole bunch of things there that people can access if they just click on it. And they can do that by going to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and click on December and go to the right date here. So there was a lot of things you sent me yesterday, I believe. The video about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at this meeting, which was unbelievable. I did watch that two times because it was important to watch it two times to get everything. And sometimes we have to do that.
But, the discussion panel was really important too, because they are talking about the global agenda, and if you understand what the agenda is and how it's operating in this country, you can look outside the country and see how it's operating over there too, because what these globalists have done is they have a strategic plan and they've just mirrored it, and so.
Right. And we find that in history, too. For this past week, I've been working on issues about the Ottoman Empire before World War I. And my goodness, the repetition, you know, they go in and bankrupt a country, certain ethnic groups go in and take over the media and the government and the banks, and it's the same story over and over again. Alrighty, we do have to go to a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back with our guest today, Vicki Davis. Stay tuned.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Vicki Davis, and you were talking about the fact that we can look in other countries to see what is going on in our own country, and I mean, that's imperative that we do that, and that's why it's so important to have accurate history and to have an accurate perception of what's going on in the world rather than just, you know, tune into all this gossipy stuff about people that are insignificant.
Yeah, because these people are expecting everybody to keep looking forward, but you need to look behind. What our people are doing over in Iraq and Afghanistan and in other countries as well with the infrastructure is the same thing that other foreign countries are doing in our country with infrastructure. So
Exactly. If you read John Perkins' book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, he talked about how he and others like him would go into a country and sell them some big infrastructure projects and really put them into debt, because actually a country, if they're going to work on their infrastructure, should create a debt-free, interest-free currency and you know, create the project that way, instead of borrowing money, which comes with the burdensome debt liabilities that it has. And so that's basically what America, or not America, what certain people in America have done in other countries, and now they're doing it to us because
right.
They can. And it's the same group of people.
Right. And the there's a group called the Paris Club. And the Paris Club appear to be like the mafiosa collectors, you know. And at the Houston Summit in 1990, the G7, G8 agreed to what they called the debt for nature swaps, which is really just a deceptive way of saying that we'll go in and create a lot of debt, you know, through they didn't say through infrastructure projects, but they did say through economic development. And then when the countries can't pay back, then the vultures move in and grab up all of the best assets of the country.
Right, right.
And that's what they did to Greece. And I did a story. There's a story on my front page called Ireland, the Great Economic Miracle or something like that. And I found the same thing in Ireland. And what they did is they set up kind of a triangular system of financing where we were giving money to Ireland for economic development, supposedly because, you know, they're poor and whatever. But Ireland was giving money to an African country for economic development. And
oh,
so,
that's interesting.
Yeah, so one thing in this whole strategy, a big part of it is to eliminate direct line responsibility for anything, for everything, so that there is nobody that you can go to that has responsibility. Everybody is connected to a network somewhere, and it's the network, the committee, the commission, whatever, that has the responsibility.
Exactly.
And so you can never go to one person and say, hey, you know, here's what's going on, and you need to put a stop to it. They've eliminated those direct lines of responsibility.
Right. And you know, this is a little bit off topic, but I did get an email this morning. And $30 million was given for the tsunami victims in Japan. And the government in Japan has taken that $30 million that was earmarked for the citizens and given it to a security agency so that they could go out, so that the Japanese could go out and kill whales, which is what they've been doing for some time. But that is what they're using the money for. So even when when money is supposed to be earmarked for one thing, such as the, you know, when the tsunami hit Indonesia and when the earthquake hit Haiti, you know, all these funds were collected. But when you look at who actually received the money, then you're going to find that, you know, people like the Clintons and the Bushes had funds set up, and you don't know where that money went. And it's the same thing with Ireland, you know. And I do have a petition on the radio schedule page for that whale issue, so if you want to sign a petition. But it's the same way with Ireland, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same way everywhere, because I think you'll see when we look at Haku how an extortion racket could be set up. And that's kind of what I believe is happening.
Sure. So, it's just a way of shifting the money from the masses to that elite group.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and to be used to break down countries so that they can implement the technology that will allow them to control the country.
Okay, it's like they sent all those billions of dollars to the bankers. They bailed out all the bankers when, in fact, they could have given money to the citizens of this country. I mean, if they were going to give money away, the citizens of this country could have used it to improve their lives. But now we have, you know, all these homeless people, all these empty foreclosed homes, and now we see that they're implementing right about the same time or in conjunction with that bailout all this technocracy, correct?
Right. Well, yeah, they don't care about the regular people.
No.
The banks that were being bailed out, a lot of them were European banks. And why is that? It's because what they did is to create a scheme whereby American corporations were investing in European infrastructure. And that not only includes their rail, but their pipelines, their electric transmission, all of that stuff. And it's the critical infrastructure whereby you can get and keep full spectrum dominance, okay? Because in a modern society, it's like I said in that commentary, the heart of darkness and the power of light, it's on or it's off. And in a modern society, if you have the power to turn it off, then you've got chaos throughout the whole country, throughout the whole society.
Right. And then you can pretty much do anything you want, kill a lot of people.
They'll kill each other because it would only, you know, grocery stores only have a few days worth of stock in their stores. If nothing moved, they would be out of food within 2 weeks.
Oh, I think less time than that.
Less time, but I was giving it the benefit of the doubt,
yeah.
You know.
Because if the trucks don't move, the stores get daily deliveries for many, many, many things. I think within 2 days they would be out of food.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody in the community would immediately go to. Well, I think we see this in when you have hurricanes in certain areas or tornadoes, people go and they get prepared. And, if everybody goes to store at one time, well, you're going to have a problem.
Right. Yeah, they tested that in the 1960s. You remember that Johnny Carson program where he said there was a shortage of toilet paper? I mean, it was kind of a joke at the time. He said it as a joke on the Johnny Carson show, but it was a test, you know, to see how many people were paying attention and, you know, what would happen. Well, he did, in fact, create a toilet paper shortage in California.
Wow.
Everybody ran out and stocked up. So,
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, TV is actually just a big psyop.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And
yeah.
Probably starting, you know, with World War II, you know, they had to get the people all psyched up for the war. And
sure.
So,
that even happened in World War I where Hollywood, with the complicity of Washington, they created a lot of movies that were designed to make Americans hate Germans.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite effective, but that was, you know, during the silent movie time.
Yeah. Well, one of the first movies ever made vilified black people. I forget what the name of that movie was, but it's very famous. I saw it in a media studies class that I took. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it. But, yeah, it's been used since the very, very beginning as a propaganda tool. So.
Right.
But anyway, now what we were talking about yesterday when we got rudely cut off by the schedule.
By our time constraints here at RBN.
Yeah. Was Haku. And Haku was a company that started in Hawaii. It was started by a young guy named Dustin Shindo. He had a BA in accounting, and he had started a couple of businesses before that. He's what I call a serial entrepreneur. And whenever you see a serial entrepreneur, you know that they are hooked into this they call it the technological innovation system through the universities. Basically, it's a parasitic system sitting on top of our economy.
We have that same problem right now. We have to go to a break. But a caller called in and or a listener called in and said, was the name of the movie Birth of a Nation?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
See, our callers, our listeners are just fabulous. They are so smart. All righty, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our guest is Vicki Davis, and you were talking, you said something right before we went to the break. You talked about a serial entrepreneur. And when you said that word, I thought, I wonder if Bill Gates falls into that category.
I think Bill Gates falls into the category before they became serial.
Okay.
Meaning that he is not the start in the garage kind of guy. As a matter of fact, that whole story about, you know, people starting businesses in their garage, that's kind of a boilerplate story for the people that are selected to be the ponies in the dog and pony show of the American dream. Those businesses, I think Silicon Valley was in large part funded by the government, probably the CIA, because it was on the cutting edge of technology.
Right.
And that's where I did get my start in programming and software, was in Silicon Valley. But, you know, I knew nothing at the time. So, okay, with Haku, he first started a microbrewing company in 1995. I guess his parents were distributors for Pepsi, so he started a microbrewery. 1999, he went into the travel software business and wrote some kind of ticketing reservations system, which, you know, was supposedly bought by Tickets Plus. I don't know what they are, but, I mean, you know, there's been ticketing software around for a long time, so it wasn't innovative or anything.
It's interesting that you point out that his parents were Pepsi distributors. And then I, when you said that, I thought, And then we have beer distributors, and they always seem to land at the feet of people who are who have really, really tight government connections.
Nice catch. Yes, the research, the beer connection.
Yeah.
Okay. 2001, Dustin decides to go into the fuel cell business. You know, logical progression, right?
Sure.
So, at first he started his company under the name Pacific Energy Group, which, you know, becomes important. It's a clue, you know. But
yes.
then he changed his name to Haku Scientific. And he basically started this business with his high school buddies. Okay. So they then get hooked up with an entrepreneur through the university system. They there are small business incubators that are in work-based development zones. And all of this strategy going on in the United States, it's all around special purpose zones that go above and beyond, you know, your traditional kinds of zoning. And so that's why you've got hub zones and intermodal commerce zones and work-based learning zones and enterprise zones. The point of the zone is that it becomes like a landing pad or a forward operating base. I don't know that's what military calls it, but anyway, it's a point where they can do special things that are outside the system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he got hooked up with the Small Business Administration. He gets a loan. He gets hooked up with the National Science Foundation, and they give him a project to test the membrane. He then gets a contract with the Navy, couple million dollars, for a fuel cell project. Well, they don't really have, I mean, you know, this is kind of a fake zombie company. I'm just going to say it straight out. It's a zombie company. He gets this Navy contract, and he hires IDATEC to do the actual project. IDATEC, okay, now, IDACORP is the holding company for Idaho Power, which is a regulated utility, and IDATEC, which is a renewable energy company that is also owned by the holding company, but it is the unregulated side of the business, okay?
Hmm.
Now, in the law, I found, you know, where they had changed the Public Utilities Holding Company Act of 1935. You see, back then, they knew what was happening. Apparently, utilities were being used as monopolies, and they were exercising their monopoly power, which is why they became regulated utilities to begin with, so that they couldn't exercise that kind of control over the rest of the economy.
Mm-hmm. Now, when deregulation started back in the 80s, this would also impact energy and everything else.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Actually, there was a lawsuit in California that started working on the electric utilities, and that lawsuit, I guess it was finally figured out what they were going to do in the 80s when the Environmental Defense Fund made a deal with Pacific Gas and Electric, and basically the deal was deregulation and more or less unregulated rates in exchange for conservation measures.
Hold that thought, Vicki. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Vicki Davis, and we're just very, very happy to have her. And what were we talking about?
IDATech, and
right, okay.
Haku hired IDATech to actually do the work on the testing for the Navy contract. And then at that point, they took the credentials given to them by the Navy, and they parlayed that into becoming a public company and issuing stock, so that, you know, gave them a boost so that they could get funding, you know, through the stock market. But anyway, after a time, then Haku decides to move to Pocatello, Idaho. And,
which is such an interesting place to choose, even though they were, you know, involved with IDATech. Well, it just seems like, I just feel like Idaho is being targeted. I really do. More so than maybe other states.
Well, the thing is that Idaho doesn't have a very big population. We're a very big state in area, but it's a very small state in population. And there's not a lot that goes on in this state that doesn't get around.
Sure.
It's like a small town, sort of.
Yes. I used to live in Boise, and I really enjoyed it. I lived in the Banana Belt.
Yeah, it is Banana Belt. Boise is wonderful.
Yeah.
But anyway, so out of all the places in the world, Haku decides to locate in Pocatello. And because they're going to create 10 jobs, at least 10 jobs, which that's the magic number, you know, for all these small businesses that come out of the small business bubble factory, as I call it. I actually did research that I called this whole system of the parasitic university small business system, I called it a Trojan Triangle, because it's located in an intermodal commerce zone. I can see that, you know, it's bigger than even what I thought it was. I knew it was big when I did that. But
mm-hmm.
Okay, but what Haku was given for locating in Pocatello, they were given 67 acres of land with
all
an option.
All right, that's what you were talking about yesterday, and they boosted it up to some enormous number.
Yeah, with an option for 450 more acres for 99 years for $1 per year. They got the city of Pocatello, probably city, to give them a $43 million loan in tax increment financing. Okay, what tax increment financing is just a promise over time to repay the loan, and so through property taxes. But, of course, anything that's located in a zone is off the tax roll, so it's really on the people of Pocatello.
Yes.
If Haku goes under, you know, people of Pocatello are still liable for it. Okay. The state promised $1 million plus for worker training. Okay, this is all connected up with the universities, and it's part of the transformation of our schools to the Soviet system of polytechnical education.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this new world that they're building, they really don't want people to be educated. They want them to have to recycle through the system for training, training and retraining. It's a lifetime of training and retraining and insecurity.
Right, and that's why we have such high cost, high educational cost in this country. So you either have to go in debt for the rest of your life to get a college education, or you just don't get one.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're changing the education system so that worker training, it actually begins in kindergarten. I mean, this is the most despicable thing I can possibly think of, but they even start teaching worker skills in kindergarten. But, you know, by 6th grade, 8th grade, or 10th grade, you know, depending on what your state decided, they will actually start hands-on vocational training.
I was listening, every once in a while I listen to the mass media, and I was listening to Michael Medved the other day because I was in my car going somewhere and I just turned him on. And he was talking about this technical education and what a wonderful thing that it was. And then somebody called in and said, you know, my son didn't go to college. Instead, he entered the service, and he got all kinds of wonderful, wonderful training, and now he's got a job, and he makes over six figures. And so Medved went on to say what a wonderful thing that the military was, that it offered all these wonderful, wonderful opportunities, and I was all but yelling at him. He's such an idiot. You know, I mean, he's such a propaganda mouthpiece. You know, I don't know why I listen to him once in a while, but
yeah.
When I'm in my car, you know, I turn the radio on to see what these people are saying. And here he is promoting what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, we could do a whole program just on that.
Yes.
So because they were going to build a plant, a polysilicon plant, Idaho Power built a substation for them, the transmission line, and they gave them a sweetheart deal on power. Okay, now it took a long time. I forget what year this was, but like 3 or 4 years to build this plant because they just kept running out of money. You know, the price kept going up and up and up. And I saw the production output of their facility, the stuff that they called polysilicon. What it looked like to me was just shredded tire because see, when I worked in Silicon Valley, I did a contract for Siltech, and they actually were producing wafers, you know, for chips, and the process, you know, they actually grow ingots in a kiln, and it comes out looking like a tubular kind of, you know, kind of like dipping candles.
Sure.
It's a tubular kind of thing, and then they slice it, you know, polish the discs, and then they cut them up. So I don't know what this stuff was that this guy had he called polysilicon, but I don't know. It didn't look like anything to me. But anyway, so coincidentally, Haku is located right next to Great Western Malting, right next door.
Huh.
Yeah. What Haku does as they produce a lot of hot water. So as a, to make it a renewable energy firm, they're building a pipe to Western Malt Brewing, that Western Malt Brewing can use in its process. Okay. So what they did is they turned, Haku not only into this supposedly polysilicon manufacturing company, but they also turned them into an energy wholesaler.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Just step by step, right?
Step by step by step. Okay. Now, for the financing, because they kept running out of money, and supposedly this polysilicon is just really the product that everybody wants to have, Sanyo originally prepaid for shipments of polysilicon that couldn't be produced because the factory wasn't done, obviously. So Haku was collecting all of this money through pre-sales of product that they couldn't produce.
Wow. And this other company, what kind of an affiliation did they have?
Sanyo? Sanyo is a Japanese firm there in electronics, and as far as I can tell, other than the fact that Dustin Shindo is also Japanese, and the company started in Hawaii, that's the only connection with Japanese that I can think, you know, because Sanyo is a Japanese company.
Right.
So they were giving them the money, pre-selling, and then at some point the Chinese started also buying pre-sale pre-production, and so Haku collected tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, in pre-sale before the plant was actually finished.
You know, it's very interesting that you bring up Japanese companies, because between the world wars, there were a lot of bankers here in this country that were invested heavily into Japanese companies, corporations, and so I'm not connecting the dots exactly here, but.
Uh-huh.
You can see the interconnectivity when you start looking at it as you're looking at it, when you're talking about, you know, Japanese manufacturers or Japanese corporations and the interconnectivity with companies here. It's just interesting.
Yeah, well, that's why I was talking about the mirroring of this strategy. This is a global strategy.
Right.
Has to do
right.
with sovereign wealth funds. And what they're trying to do, of course, is to create an integrated global economy.
Sure.
And so there were American corporations, and to be able to control it. So those are two requirements, you know, is that they need full spectrum dominance, and they need the kind of deadly embrace between countries that you can't get out of.
Sure. Sure, and that's why they didn't extract reparations from Japan, and why they got why all of their war criminals got off scot free, why they got let all of the why they hid the revelations about Unit 731. I mean, there was just a great big huge difference in the way that Japan was treated versus Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting. Okay, go ahead. I'm interrupting.
That's okay.
Other stuff.
Your mind is working. That's good. That's the.
Yeah, it's working today.
That's our goal, isn't it? Okay, so with Haku. Okay, so now they collected all of this money, and at some point they said, "Let me find this." Curious activity there between 2008 and 2009. They started letting it be known that they were having financial difficulties, and then all of a sudden in August of 2009, they were given foreign trade zone status by the U.S. Commerce Department. And then on September 29th, Haku announces that a Chinese company called Tianwei is taking over the company. They converted their investment in the pre-sale of polysilicon into stock and controlling ownership of Haku. Okay,
wow.
So now what you have are the communist Chinese, and Tianwei is a state-owned company. It's owned by the government.
Right.
And so now we have Tianwei owning Haku, which is also an energy wholesaler.
Wow.
So they're tapped into our energy grid. Okay. Now,
it's interesting because when you look at the behind the curtain and find out who actually imposed communism, how it got imposed on China, and when you recognize that there are only about 200 people in China who are actually communist, and they happen to be controlling the government. When I was there in 2007, and I talked with the tour guide, and he said, there's not that many communists in this country. It's just that the communists control the country.
Yeah. And so what I'm describing today, I don't know if they used the same methodology back then, but the methodology that I'm describing today is how they're going to control our country.
Yes.
And how that I believe they probably already are in our certain big cities.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, if I disappear now, you'll know why, right? At least
no,
I have.
You're not going to disappear.
Okay.
We may all disappear at one time. We may all end up in the camps all together.
Yeah, that's true. That's possible.
Yeah.
But at least everybody listening will know what the deal is, so.
Sure.
Okay, now, if going back to 1980s, when they deregulated the gas line, I want to talk about gas because everybody knows about Enron. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When they started deregulation, they did it with the pipeline because there apparently was a problem between natural gas suppliers and the distributors, and, of course, the suppliers had their own pipeline. And so what Ken Lay did, his background was not only in energy, but he had been a regulator. He'd worked for the Department of Energy in the 1970s. Well, and that's why he became a key person in Enron converting to this supposedly new model of selling energy. The asset light. Well, what they were really doing was that he aided in getting the deregulation so that the pipeline business became a separate entity from the suppliers and the distributors. But when they deregulated, they did the same thing that they did to the wholesale market in California. They stepped on one side of the market. Those gas distributors were locked into long-term contracts where they were having to pay a very high price for their gas that was unnecessarily high.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ken Lay came up with the idea to have a gas bank, which is really just a virtual concept. I mean, he basically set himself up as a commodities trading market for gas and gas futures.
Mm-hmm.
Buying out those long-term contracts and then averaging the price, you know, which sounds like a good thing, except when you see when in the implementation how this goes on.
All righty. We do have to cut to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest is Vicki Davis, and remember, we will take calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. All righty.
Okay, well, that was when I think he was still with Houston Gas at that point. But then they decided to create Enron. And Richard Kinder, who I guess I can't remember what year he split off, maybe 96 or something. But anyway, they split off the pipeline business totally, and Enron became asset light, meaning that they just became a trading company, an energy trading company. They hired Jeff Skilling to be the CEO Jeff Skilling had worked for McKinsey and Company. And I think he was probably a systems person, just like I am. And what his idea was is to have a commodities trading company, all commodities, every type of commodity in the entire world. And he probably would have succeeded, except that he had kind of megalomania. You know, if he had done it in a phased approach, rather than just trying to be everything, the all-in-one market for everything, he might have succeeded, but he bit off more than they could chew.
Right.
But what Enron was doing, they were all of those offshore small businesses that they were creating that were off books, those, I think, were like Haku, but they were in foreign countries. And so this whole system, the Trojan Triangle system, is global. And the small business bubble machine through the universities is global. And so what these small companies are doing is that they are implementing the control systems. It's kind of like a shell game, that's being created, where a takeover is done, but they're making corporations vertical or horizontal rather than vertical.
Right.
You know, so you would have a string of small businesses that are all attached to, in some form or another, to whatever this central entity is that is controlling this thing.
Right.
So that's the concept. And whether you're talking about telecom, the small telecoms or these so-called renewable energy companies.
Okay, so that's how you're bringing this all together so that we understand that what David brought up yesterday about, that looks like a good thing, and it does on the surface until you go into it like you have.
Right, and right. There's just a whole lot more to the story than what people know. And the funding for all of this is done through various programs that are written into law. And you remember when all the congressmen were just going crazy with the earmarks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the earmarks were for their selected small businesses.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. In various states throughout the country.
That's right. So they're not only funding it in one way, they've distributed the funding in such a way that unless you really dig into it at the level that I'm at, you don't see how it all comes together. But the there's the Small Business Administration. They've got their piece of it.
Oh, right. And they can have some kind of control because it's a government agency. We have to take a one-minute break. We'll be back in 1 minute. Stay tuned.